Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to the show. Today we're going to have an interesting show, totally different than usual. And calling it Let's Clean House, literally. It doesn't have anything to do with politics, even though it sounds that way. I have two guests with me today. One that you all know and love, my daughter Gia, is with us. And my friend Myrna Atha. Now let me tell you a little bit about Myrna. Myrna is a green, clean life champion. She's been helping people for over 20 years live a healthier life by making small changes in their home and environment. If you suffer with allergies, asthma, or maybe even eczema or psoriasis, she can change your life. We've already talked so many times on the show about the pollution in our food, genetically modified food, the air quality and how bad it is, water, how to have your water safe in your home, but we really never talk about, and I haven't for at least 10 years, the chemicals inside your home. So you could be doing all the right things and all the wrong things at the same time. So I want to say good morning to Gia and to Myrna. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you both doing today?
I'm doing great. We're super stoked to be here with you today, knowing that we're going to help your audience with some tips.
Good. Absolutely.
Tips are always good. So Myrna, let me ask you, what's your mission in life? What got you started on all of this?
Well, that's a great question because it really started a number of years ago. Again, obviously over 20 years ago when I lost my father to cancer. He was only 54 years old. And it was pretty devastating to myself, my sister, to my mom. And when we started looking at, you know, just different things and causes and perhaps what attributed to that, you know, one of the things we started looking at was chemicals in the house. And we really didn't hear too much about that way back then. We would talk about the environment and whatnot. We never used the word green, going green. That was just a color back then.
I remember.
Like Kermit the Frog, it ain't easy being green.
Right.
So we talked about things like that. But we started looking at, you know, where my father worked. And he actually worked at a cement plant in his last few years of life. He drove a semi-truck. I'm from Canada. You might indicate a little accent from me. He never worked in clean environments, if you will. Then he came home to, you know, the household, of course, being cleaned with things like bleach and, of course, all the different laundry detergents and bathroom cleaners and whatnot. And all of those things, when you add them up, can really attribute to things that are happening to our bodies.
Right.
And we're not giving ourselves a really clean environment for ourselves to thrive in.
Exactly. And it's kind of like the missing piece,
right?
The missing link. You could be doing everything else right and you don't know you have chemical poisoning or chemical sensitivity.
Yes.
And it reminds me of when Gia and I were in Mexico several years ago and she took me to one of her doctors there. And he said, you know, everything in America is so sterilized. That's why you people don't have any kind of,
immune system. Yeah, no defense.
That?
Yeah.
And, and you think about, you know, like I have a sister, you know, she's the queen of hand sanitizers, you know, almost where it's like OCD. And I would say, why are you using that? You know, it's just chemicals. And all the years I've been in Arizona, I must have owned at least 14 homes. My neighbors would always make fun of me because I'm not spraying, using bug spray to kill my weeds. And I would always tell them, where do you think it's going? It's going in the ground and then it's going in our water, you know. But let alone you get some exercise using a hula hoop,
right?
Being out there. But these are a lot of things I think that most people never give a second thought to. If they see it on TV, the ad looks good, this is safe for you, bingo, they're going to buy it.
Absolutely. And, you know, and speaking of that, you know, companies like Procter & Gamble, which are massive, they've been around for, I think it's 170, 180 years. You know, they actually left the United States 5 years ago now in May. There was a big, I'm trying to remember what it said. I think it said, goodbye, Cincinnati. Hello, Singapore. You know, they laid off thousands and thousands of Americans. They opened up 22 manufacturing facilities in Singapore, China. So every time you buy those products, they're not even coming from any place in the United States anymore. Right. So, you know, I love what you shared with me earlier. We were talking about food in regards to vegetables and fish and all kinds of different things. You know, a lot of us think first of all about our diets and things we can do, drinking purified water like we are right now. But it's all these little things that can add up to catastrophe. But there's little things that we can do every single day that have such a dynamic effect on our personal health. And perhaps we haven't thought of those before. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember the last time we were in Mexico and it was hot and we're sitting by the pool. It was my first spring break. I had to wait till I was in my 60s to go to spring break. But what amazed me was seeing the young families continuously slathering suntan lotion on their kids. And I'm like, they're putting nothing but chemicals on their children because they believe that the sun is damaging them. But what they don't get is they're cooking skin cancer into their children. So that's the problem with advertising in America, is they make everything look great.
Yes.
And they don't really care whether it's good for you or not.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's all about profit.
I thought I was being a good mom because I was cleaning with bleach water under the sink. I didn't learn about any of this until I met Myrna at 44 years old with my millennial kids out of the house. So I just want to tell all moms out there, like, holy cow, listen up today, because if I had known, I would have done something 20 years ago.
Well, it is a lot about marketing, though, isn't it? You know, when I first moved here, I guess I've been here 13 years full time. I would even look at a food product in the grocery store or go to the health food store. And the labeling in here in the United States was completely different than the labeling in Canada.
Right.
Because the labeling laws are so much stricter there. So here they can say, oh, it's natural. And it has one little drop of something natural in it.
Right. But belladonna is natural too.
Right, exactly.
That's what I tell people.
Well, mercury is natural. Arsenic's natural. Those aren't things you want underneath your kitchen sink, right? So, you know, it's just being a little bit more inquisitive. And perhaps, you know, a lot of people don't realize that there are manufacturers out there right here in the United States. They're making products that are better, safer, fresher, greener, and even delivered right to your front door. And again, less expensive than things that we buy at Target or Walmart.
Right.
So that's all the things that I've uncovered.
Right. Well, first of all, I never shop at Walmart. I won't support that business model. And most of that money goes back to China anyway.
Yes.
But you have to understand, even the organics in Walmart, they come from China. China is the filthiest, most polluted country on the face of the earth. What good could be in any of those products? So people have to be aware. You know, it's always better to even just buy locally grown food than organic sometimes, because it, you know, like one of the president of Organic Consumers once said on my show, he says, you don't want to eat food that's traveled more than you have.
I love that. That's great.
I know. So, all right. So, but I have, you know, done many, many shows on food and water and air pollution, et cetera. But it's been a long time since we talked about household chemical pollution. And there are a lot of people when they move into a new place, like you did, when you moved into that new place, and all of a sudden Jay was very sick. She was getting terrible headaches and all kinds of things, only to find out that you had asbestos in the place.
Right.
So you have to really do due diligence. You know, even if you're buying a house, you have to make sure your inspector is testing for all kinds of gases, all kinds of things. Even new carpeting can make you sick because of the chemicals on it. But we're talking more, you know, kitchen, bathroom, the regular stuff that we all use, you know, ivory soap. Remember, ivory soap was the purest soap. It was fit for a baby's behind. I can remember all the commercials, you know, Colgate, you know.
Colgate Palmolive. You know, make sure you soak your hands in it. It makes them look younger. Remember?
Right. Ipana, you know. Oh, Ipana with the little, I don't know what it was, a little squirrel or chipmunk, you know, selling that.
Right.
But people don't realize what they're putting in their mouth is fluoride. Okay. And fluoride was the drug that Hitler put in the water to keep people in concentration camps stoned out of their mind. And it's the number one ingredient in Prozac. So you have to make sure you look for toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride yes. in it.
Well, you know what? They say a lot of toothpaste say on them, you know, only use the size of a pea.
Right.
Well, why on earth are they saying that? Could it be because there's something in there that you don't want to ingest too much of?
Well, and they all have a warning on it not to swallow it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. But you don't need to swallow it. Your gums are like a dish to the inside of your body. You know, as soon as they hit your gums, your gums just suck it up into your bloodstream.
It does. And you know what? A lot of people suffer from what they say or they call pits in their tooth enamel. They're just colored teeth, even brittle bones. And that all can come from too much formaldehyde. And of course, you know, we brush our teeth every single day. I recently saw a statistic that says 1 in 5 children are just getting too much fluoride. So, you know what? It is a chemical. And so, right.
That's
you know,
why they have those patches on their teeth. It's called fluoridosis.
Exactly.
So when I go to my dentist, especially if it's a new dentist, I let them know from the beginning, there's no fluoride going in my mouth. That's not cleaning my teeth.
No, we don't need it.
And I was impressed because the last dentist I went to actually said most of my clients refuse the fluoride too.
Interesting. So, we're becoming a little smarter on that.
Well, after today's show, my audience is a lot smarter too. Yeah, I want you all to keep your teeth.
That's right. No more fluoride.
And if you are listening and you do want to know more about this and you want to learn how to turn your life into a green, clean life, just email my mother, Maria, M-E-R-I-A, at maria.net, and we will be helping you out.
Right. Or you can also, we'll talk a little later on in the show that Myrna actually has a gift. We're running a little gift basket
you
here
bet.
Too. So you can always text her if you text 480-258-1392. There's a live link right here.
Text
just
Maria.
Type the name Maria in it. And she'll know, you know, how you came to meet her and that you're not a masher of some sort. So okay, you do talk a lot about different chemicals and things that we're not aware of.
Right.
People go, and I know for myself, I was guilty of the same, buying expensive shampoos, expensive perfumes, without knowing what the chemical makeup of them are or
right.
were. And then you realize, but for some reason, you just never feel clean anyway.
Yeah, it's not the truth. Well, you know, one of the things that's probably the worst culprit in shampoos and body lotions, things like that, is formaldehyde. You know, when we think of formaldehyde, it's an embalming fluid.
Right.
So, you know, when we're dead, they fill us full of that. So right. I say, let's wait till we need it.
Right.
Well, that's like
a main ingredient in most nail polishes, too.
It is a main ingredient. It absolutely is. And you know what, guys? It's a skin irritant. It causes all kinds of things like rashes and burning, watery eyes, sore throat. It can give you additional things like headaches and fatigue, nausea. It's just bad, but it's a preservative. Body washes, even some of the baby products you find in the marketplace have formaldehyde. So again, just read the label. You know, you have to almost become a little bit of an ingredient police.
Right, just like you do with food.
With
I mean,
food.
You have to read
yeah.
the label. And I always tell people, your big clue is, if it's a word you can't pronounce, you don't want it. Okay,
that's a really
it's
big
simple.
Clue. Yep.
And the other thing is, you know, if your grocery store has a health food section, what does that mean the rest of the store is?
That's a good one. I like that. I'm going to steal that one.
All right, steal away. Everybody steals from me like crazy. Okay, so I met up with you and through Gia, and we had our long talks and whatnot about what you do and your products and whatnot, and I've switched over.
Mm-hmm.
Although I was fairly careful with what I was buying, just, you know, handmade soaps. I knew the person
yes.
that made it. But even body washes, things like that, you're paying a lot of money. I thought, okay, this is good. And then I switched over to what you recommended. And I got to tell you, not only was I shocked, but I actually felt clean. But the amount that you have to use is so much less.
Yes.
I had suds flowing like The Shining. I was like, what happened here?
That's awesome.
But
that's
it's one
awesome.
Of the things that I really love, Mom, is the shampoo. I was buying Kerastase shampoo and conditioner, paying $43 a bottle. My mother will kill
God,
me right
now. God, I
saw
you coming.
And well, no, I mean the finest of the richest, the ingredients were over the top, but I have the same ingredients now. I think I want to say it's a quarter of the price.
Well, you know, money counts too, especially in this economy. You know, Everybody's struggling. I've got friends that are working three jobs, you know, and yet those are the same people that have no problem buying, you know, garbage for top price. And they don't question it. Most people don't question it because, you know, Mr. Clean, you know, you got the comic book Mr. Clean guy coming out and he's going to clean your house.
Right.
You know, but then you can smell the chemicals. And I know that, you know, I was looking for something just to clean, you know, here in Arizona, you know how hard our water is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at this stuff. One of my friends said to get rid of the ring and, you know, that the minerals bill. And she said, it's called Lime Away. Well, I go to Home Depot and I'm looking at it and the warnings on the label. I said, I'd rather have the ring in my toilet than the warnings on the label. And, you know, or an old, you know, just use a little buffing stone to try to scrape it out. But if you have to, you know, wear gloves, open your windows, you know, not breathe, see a doctor.
Brush your kids out of the room.
You know, see a doctor in case a bit of it splashes in your eye. I would say a big clue is this is not a good product to put in your house.
Well, I think that a lot of people have almost become numb. Like, they see those warning labels and they just still put it in their shopping cart because they're just so used to seeing them. And it was kind of fun. Last weekend, I was talking with Gia's sister-in-law, Erin, and she's got two little ones under the age of three. And she called me up. We were chatting about some other things. And she said, you know, Myrna, I have to stop. And I have to tell you the most amazing experience I had yesterday. For the first time since I've been a mom, the girls were in the bathroom while I was cleaning it. And I wasn't yelling at my husband, Ryan, to get the girls out of the bathroom. And then they're banging on the door screaming because they want mommy. Because I didn't have to worry. You know, there's not even a childproof cap. And she thought to herself, or she said to me, you know, she had thought to herself, this is such a weird experience actually having my girls, you know, kind of pretending they're cleaning with mommy in the bathroom. And, you know, what a great thing for young moms, you know, especially you become a cleaning, I think, fanatic.
Right.
You know, you bring the baby home from the hospital. And probably the thing I hate the worst as far as marketing goes is Lysol. Lysol is one of the worst products you can possibly have in your home. And the commercials that we're seeing today are showing the mom cleaning off the high chair, the tray on the high chair with Lysol.
Oh, my God.
Right? I mean, again, let's think about it. Why do kids have ADD, ADHD, all these things going on? Are they Ritalin deficient? Are we putting them on Ritalin because they're Ritalin deficient? No, they're nutrient deficient, you know, back to the foods and what's around them and what's going on with the brain, you know? I've got a little graphic at home that I got years ago in regards to Lysol. They had a child actually do a little drawing prior to having any exposure to the chemicals in Lysol. Mm-hmm. And then Lysol was sprayed near the child. And a minute later, they had them do the drawing again. It's like you can hardly see the drawing. It's just a little stick person.
I remember that.
That's unbelievable. Crazy. Yeah. So again, if we think about it, I mean, us as adults, we're thinking, you know, Tylex. I used to use Tylex. Squirt and run, I called it. It said, remove pets from room before using and use in a well-ventilated area.
Right.
Well, my shower stall has no vents.
Right.
It's got no windows.
Right.
So I know, don't worry, you know, get the dogs out, get the cats out. But what about you breathing all those toxins
in? And how many things have warning labels on it? You know, even foods.
Everything.
Know, not safe for pregnant women or children.
Right.
Well, that should be a big clue.
I just thought we had to have that to have clean.
Yeah.
I thought that they were synonymous. I thought it was the chemicals actually doing the cleaning.
Well, you know, back in my day, I mean, I've got a few years on you girls. When my mother used to wash windows, she washed it with straight vinegar and newspapers.
Yes.
She used newspapers.
Grandma used that, yes.
Newspapers with print, and those windows were literally squeaky clean.
They were. Her hands were black, but the windows were squeaky clean.
The worst part was we had to hold her legs while she was sitting on the windowsill. Trying to clean the outside of the window. We were all panicking. She was going to go flying off.
I prefer our products, which are scented with essential oils, rather than cleaning products that smell like that time of the month cleansing.
Oh my gosh, right? It's terrible.
Terrible smell.
You know, one of the chemicals that we're starting to see in the marketplace, and maybe some of the listeners haven't seen this yet, or maybe you just didn't know what it was, but that's phthalates.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing phthalates, and they're often used to soften plastic. But they also work with scents to make the chemicals not smell like a chemical, since you brought that up, Gia. And the bad part about phthalates is they mimic hormones in the body, and then that can interfere with normal fetal development. So again, here we've got, you know, these pregnant moms. using products with phthalates in them. So again, really look for that. It can affect blood pressure, learning. They're saying learning in adolescence.
Wow, pregnant moms need to convert their homes like immediately.
Yeah, phthalates, not good. And the other one is triclosan.
And it's stuff people don't think about. You know, if even if, you know, I know some young women that are nursing their babies, and they're very cautious with their what they drink, what they eat, but they're not thinking about the chemicals they're using around their baby or on themselves or on their babies.
On their babies as well.
Look at Johnson & Johnson. Okay, now you got these major lawsuits where women have gotten vaginal cancer, cervical cancer, from Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. I mean, when I was young, that was a name you really could trust.
And we used it from head to toe.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Right?
So, I mean, these are things that people have to pay attention to. Nothing is as clean as it used to be. You know, it's even with the diet when people say, well, you know, my grandparents ate meat and fish until they lived to be 95. And I'm like, we're not eating the same kind of food that our grandparents ate. I said, everything today is like super filthy. I knew it was organic when my grandmother steamed vegetables because she would take a big spoon with holes in it and skim the bugs off the water on the top. That's organic, you know. And to us, it was normal.
Yeah.
If it had bugs in it, you know, it just, you know, it's fresh.
That's right.
It
came from the garden.
It's fresh. It didn't come from some laboratory.
Yes.
Now, I know you know more about BPA. I'm very careful about plastic bottles. I only have one that I use at the gym, and I made sure it was up to speed. Because a lot of people are using bottles at the gym or in their car or driving around that have BPA in it.
Yeah.
Deadly chemicals leaking into the water.
Exactly. And you know what? Again, the thing about the BPA is it mimics natural hormones in the body. So it can affect reproductive development. Again, they're saying, you know, issues with adolescence. You know, nowadays with all the great products out there, and I'm thinking about, I have a bottle in the car right now. You know, it's 100 degrees outside in, well, not here, it's about 90 here, but it's 100 back in Phoenix where G and I drove up from. And there's those, the bottle this is a brand that's called Sewell, S'WEL, I think it is, excuse me. But there's other brands. And you know what? They're completely safe. You can put your water or whatever you want in them and you don't have to worry about that. I mean, we used to have water delivery to the house. And then I started thinking, oh my gosh, I'm living in 100 degrees. That bottled water has been on the truck.
Right.
And then it's cooking. It's cooking and then it's coming to the house. And then what do? I put the extra cases in the garage.
Where it's double cooking.
Double the cooking.
150 degrees.
Exactly. So not the smartest thing in the world. So you know what? And it comes to BPA is in a lot of different things, not just water bottles, plastic cups. Some of the food containers out there, they line with BPA. So again, we just got to look for BPA free.
Well, God forbid, use a real dish and wash it.
Right.
Glass. If I can go to somebody's house for dinner, if they're going to give me something on a plastic dish or plastic forks or a plastic cup, I'm not interested.
No. Why bother? I know a few years ago I went through all, I had lots of old Tupperware containers. Gosh, goodness sakes, they were from my mom.
Tupperware,
right? And then I had, you know, the Ziploc containers. And you know what? I use glass now, or I have, you know, stainless steel is great to use.
Right.
So you're right. I made a point
about a year ago. All my friends thought I was nuts because I still had tons of Tupperware, cunningware, whatever.
Yeah.
But I said, I'm replacing all of this with glass. I don't care what it costs me. Even if you reuse an empty glass jar that, you know, Veginase came in. I mean, I reuse my jars so much. It's like...
I do too. Well, and I'm laughing because, you know, mason jars now are in style to put flower arrangements in and all kinds of things. Well, we grew up with mason jars because we used to can things and pickle things. And, you know, in Canada where I grew up, it was pretty cold during the winter. So my grandma, her entire backyard was a garden. She had not a stitch of grass. But you know what? She had all the veggies, potatoes, you name it. And we used to can and preserve that stuff.
Right.
And now I'm going over to Michael's to buy mason jars. It's kind of funny, right?
I just replaced all the plastic with glass.
That's good.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Kept some of my old Tupperware in case Gia brings the dogs over and I can put some water.
Well, and that takes us to Teflon. That's the other thing. I remember when Teflon got really popular. We were all buying the Teflon frying pans, right?
Right.
Folks, throw your Teflon frying pans out.
And even if you're still using them, if they have one scratch in them, it's time to throw it away.
Yeah. There's lots of better things. But that Teflon's been linked to kidney disease and thyroid issues, testicular cancer. Again, the list goes on. And some of this, we just have to start to think of a little common sense too.
Well, I think that people got very busy.
Yes.
At the same time, they wanted to live the modern world lifestyle. No one cooks anymore. I can tell you when I'm checking out at the store, there's never a time where the checker asks me, what do I do with that particular vegetable that they can't even name? and I give them a little cooking class while I'm ringing up my stuff. So, if people got back to taking the time to cook real food, drink real water, pay attention, what are you putting on your face? You know, I constantly get compliments on my skin, and I yes. never wear face makeup. Gee, I can tell you, I've never worn face makeup. And I tell people I have a very simple routine, cold water in the morning, cold water at night. But when I look at everybody wants to do these peels, the this, the that, the this, and they have no idea how many chemicals they're putting in their skin.
Sure.
And your skin
it's
is...
It's burning off your skin.
It's the largest organ in your body. So whatever, you know, I had a show I did years ago with these gals, and they said that a 10-minute shower is like drinking a 12-ounce glass of chlorine. Because your skin is sucking it all in while you're sure. in the shower.
Sure.
Now, of course, I bought a shower head that filters that yeah. out like the same day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But, you know, look, we're all learning. You know, I don't want to sound like we're preaching to the audience, but we're all learning. And I love every one of my listeners, and I want them to be as healthy as they possibly can.
You bet.
And there's nothing wrong with being green. Okay, it's actually a good form of exercise. It exercises your brain because you're not just buying stuff because it's advertised.
Right.
You know, and I always tell people, you know, if you are going to shop the middle aisles of the grocery store, look at the bottom of the aisles because that's where the pure stuff's going to be, the organic form of it. Because, you know, everything in marketing is eye level.
Yes.
Okay, so all the crap is right there at eye level.
And those companies pay a lot of money to have that stuff at eye level.
Exactly. So, you know, and how many times, you know, I remember when we were kids, my mother bought the whole Ivory Snow thing. Okay. And when, especially for, she always had a new baby in the house and you had to wash the baby's clothes in Ivory Snow.
Yeah.
And it used to come in flakes. I remember.
I remember okay, that too, flakes. Actually. You are dating us, you know, I'm remembering that.
Oh, hey, I'm not the only one then. But what was interesting is if she ran out and bought a different product, a skin rash would come. And my mother I would say to my mother, did you change detergent? Okay. Because a lot of people don't realize sometimes it's not the new sheets you just bought, which I recommend people should wash before they, mm-hmm. sheets, underwear, things like that.
Yeah.
You really don't want that sizing on your body because it's, again, chemicals.
Yeah.
But sometimes that rash is coming from what you're using. Could be your deodorant, it could be your shampoo, it could be you changed laundry detergent, you found a cheaper product, and you know what. And that's why when we started out and we were talking about if you have eczema, you have psoriasis,
yes.
you know, sometimes it's not dietary.
No, that's very true. You know, I remember, I think I was like maybe 12 or 13, and I would really moan and groan when my mom asked me to do the dishes. Well, of course, I was moaning and groaning because I didn't want to do the dishes. But the truth be known, when I was done washing the dishes, my hands would be red and inflamed and itchy. And
right.
I would deal with it until the next day I had to wash the dishes. So then my mom thought, well, maybe that you are having a reaction to the dish soap.
Right.
I remember at the time it was Palmolive. It was the green Palmolive.
Right.
And she switched, and I still, of course, had a reaction. Then she bought rubber gloves. She said, well, now you can wash the dishes.
So nasty.
Which, the rubber gloves was just as bad as the chemicals, right? So that's when I started developing eczema and psoriasis. And they say it comes from the inside. So, you know, outwardly I was seeing it, but there was something going on inside as well. And again, you think about at that time, again, in my life, I think the first McDonald's opened up in town. You know, I'm 51. And you start thinking about all these things that were treats for us. Oh,
right.
Oh my gosh, we get to go to McDonald's. Rather than dad actually, you know, going to the farm, we would, you know, get the beef off the farm and bring the beef home and make a hamburger and put it on the barbecue, right? Things changed. So all these little things over the years that have affected us. Eczema, psoriasis, it seems like that's an epidemic.
Right.
Every time I turn around,
right.
Like someone
now they have
little...
a new form. One of my friends says he has, I think it's supposed to be some kind of psoriatic arthritis.
Yes.
Which gives you like an eczema besides the arthritis.
Right, exactly. And babies being born with eczema. Mm-hmm. Well, like what's going on? And they wrap them up in the sheets or the blankets from the hospital. And I'm trying to remember, but a few years ago, because we're talking about ivory, I think that ivory is no longer sold in Europe because of some chemical things that they investigated down there. But of course, again, here we still have it in the U.S. with us.
Well, because the U.S. gets away with murder. You know, they get away with not labeling products.
Yes.
You have no right to know where your meat comes from. Now that they've got cloned flesh that they're going to be selling, they're not going to label that, so you won't know if you're eating a clone or not. And to me, why do we have to keep fighting for labels when all we have to do is stop buying it?
Right.
Okay, once you stop buying it, guess what? They'll give you the label.
Yeah, and you know what? Find a manufacturer when it comes to the things that we're talking about, the chemicals, you know, cleaners, laundry detergents in your home. You know, find a manufacturer that is taking care of their customer. You know, find someone who's manufacturing here in the US that cares about what's going in their products, that's going to that end user, that really is responsible in their manufacturing of the ingredients, but also in their whole practices. What are they doing for the environment? You know,
right.
And those things as well.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, kind of what took me down my journey 20 years ago was really looking for, I thought there's got to be someone out there that has our, you know, best interests at heart. I mean, I'm optimistically skeptical.
Well, you know what? My listeners know I've been saying it for years. We only have two votes that count. You vote with your fork and you vote with your money.
There you go.
So if you're still supporting these companies that are animal testing and harming the environment, then you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
And there are places they can go, just like I found you, my audience can find you too, and you could turn them on to healthy, all natural products that get the job done. And again, I'll say text Myrna 480-258-1392 and just put my name on there so she knows you heard about her on my show and that you're not a masher. Anyway, we're going to go to a short break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about, are you spending time in the gym and what kind of vitamins and supplements are you using there? So stay with us.
She's been called Paula Revere, the mother of the internet and even a legend. The mouth that roars all truth without any input from corporate, religious, or political affiliations. Rhea's in it just like you are. Often imitated but never duplicated. Commercial-free talk providing a real education in a world filled with lies, cover-ups, and propaganda. Subscribe now and encourage your friends to do the same. Feel good about supporting real media that supports you and all life on this planet. Pick a subscription of your choice and get started on the journey down the rabbit hole. If you are financially challenged or a senior on a limited income, please send an email to maria@maria.net and she will work something out for you. There's never been a more dangerous or exciting time to be alive. Education is a necessity now. Stay informed. Subscribe today at www.meria.net.
Okay, welcome back. I'm talking with Myrna, and we were talking about, you know, I know a lot of my listeners are, you know, gym rats like I am, and nutrition is a huge part of working out. Any trainer will tell you 60% of it is nutrition. You want results, it's nutrition. But what amazes me is you had turned me on to your product, which is way more superior to replace your electrolytes while you're working out. And I watch people with, you know, vitamin water or Gatorade, which is nothing but sugar water. Mm-hmm. And there's really no electrolyte replacement in the product, but they all think they're doing their body good when all they're doing is giving themselves a sugar high while they weight train. The other part is a lot of them don't know anything about supplements to help muscle recovery, etc., not just while you're working out, but for the 24, 48 hours after a workout.
Right.
Your products have been great for me, and I love them. And one of my friends came by, and he poured himself a glass of my super fine, super clear water, and he saw my little packets
right
on the counter, and he's like, can I use one of those? And I said, why, do you need your electrolytes boosted? And he poured one in his glass, and he loved it.
Awesome.
And I said, I'm glad you like it. Buy your own.
Okay. Perfect. That's right.
Well, because I have to measure my stuff out. Yeah. I don't like to run out of things, and I know the importance of that.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes people don't understand why they have fatigue in the middle of their workout. You know, perfect. Especially some people that are sweating bullets while they're weight training.
Well, let's talk about electrolytes. That's a great, great thing to open up with when we're talking about nutrition because, you know, proper hydration, we hear that all the time. And they say that, you know, if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. And that's true.
Right.
But, you know, a few years ago, Maria, I didn't tell you this, but Mark, my husband, actually had water intoxication. You can die from drinking too much water and not replacing the electrolytes. He was actually rushed to emergency in Atlanta, and they thought he was either having a heart attack or a stroke. So pretty crazy stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, if you weight train or not, you're supposed to drink half your body weight in water. Ounces. But people are drinking filthy water.
They are.
And, you know, if you're drinking RO water, it's a little bit better, but RO water is distilled water. There's no minerals left in it that your body actually needs.
Right, what we have to replenish. So the product that we use has four key electrolytes. And those electrolytes work synergistically with your body, helping with cushioning of your joints. Mental acuity also helps with weight loss. And of course, those are all things that keep your body hydrated. So it's, and it tastes great because that's the other thing. I drink a lot of water. I always have water with me. However, it can get a little boring once in a while. You know, every once in a while, I just want like a little something, a little flavor, a little something. So it's nice to have something that is clean, that, you know, I like, we have a lemon flavor or a ruby red grapefruit flavor I really enjoy. But that's a great thing to have in substitute of just drinking water. And then kids, you know, Gia was telling us about Michael, knowing all these different athletes, whether they're football players or wrestlers, these kids are having such a terrible time. In fact, children are dying on the football field, you know, on the wrestling mat. Because of what they're doing to try to, you know, achieve high levels at those sports, and they're depleting their bodies.
Right.
So something like electrolytes is huge. And like you said, Gatorade, that's just a pint of sugar.
Right. It's garbage. I mean, there are everybody else's other option is, you know, and I always tell people, you can go into a health food store and buy some real electrolytes.
Right.
But first of all, they're super expensive.
Yep.
And they have to be refrigerated. And a lot of people can't afford it.
No, it's crazy.
So, you know, what you're doing is affordable. Works for me. I love them. But also, you have the whole perfect pack of supplements.
Yes.
You know, here I constantly have a lot of my clients ask me, you know, what should I take for this? What should I take for that? And they do hit and miss.
Yeah.
You know, the instead of, okay, here's a total woman's formula, everything you need, or here's a total male's formula, everything you need, or here's something if you're really weight training like an animal, like my son, for peak performance, instead of guessing, you know, should I take this, should I take that, or thinking that taking some kind of natural steroids, there's an oxymoron, is going to do the job.
Right.
You know, and you can always tell the difference between real muscle and steroid muscle, because real muscle is sharp and cut, and steroid is round. You can't miss the muscles, you know. So, you know, it takes a lot for somebody to impress me in the gym. Because I can just look at them and say, yeah, okay,
you know,
that's fake.
Yes.
Okay, and that means he's manic and capable of ripping everybody in this gym's head off.
Right.
Because he's all steroided out. So how do you stay in shape? I mean, you're in great shape. I know you weight train. Your body looks good. Your skin is superb.
Thank you.
What's your program? What do you do?
Well, water, as you said, having good, clean water is massive. So that's number one. But then the other thing is taking a supplement that my body's actually able to use. So, again, did a lot of research on this. And, you know, I was brought up on Flintstones Chewables and hot liver oil pills.
Well, my mother liked castor oil. That was
castor oil,
That was her cure for everything, for, which I still use castor oil.
Right, I know. It's funny. Well, you know, the thing is vitamins are quite easily absorbed by our bodies. Minerals are not.
Right.
And the problem with minerals is they can cause all kinds of problems in our small intestine. And the worst of that, folks, is increased free radicals, and free radicals cause the entire disease process. So everything from premature aging to cancer is caused by free radicals. We don't want to increase them. Now, we can't get rid of them or eliminate them. But you know what? I've found a supplement that actually has been proven in clinical studies to decrease them. Then the other part is our body's reaction to inflammation.
Right.
Again, of course, inflammation can be good, a little bit of inflammation for the right areas, but when you've got too much inflammation, that's also a very bad thing for disease. So the supplements that I use have been, again, in clinical research studies done with live human beings.
Right.
And
real people,
shown to decrease free radicals as well as the body's increase the body's ability to resist inflammation, but it goes beyond that. Great results with lowering cholesterol as well as increasing the good cholesterol. So that's the other thing out there. We see these commercials on cholesterol medications.
Right, which are deadly side effects.
Yeah, they say things like muscle weakness, kidney failure, in rare cases, death.
Right, sudden death.
Sudden death.
Oh, great. Let me pop a few of these.
Well, and some of us, we've tried to do a good job with our cholesterol in regards to diet and exercise, but sometimes that's not enough.
Right.
So we might feel trapped that we have to go take Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, whatever the case may be. But you know what? Yes, we can lower the cholesterol because we stop the body's ability to produce it. Well, as soon as you stop your body from something it does naturally, of course you're going to set yourself up for some potential side effects. So we were able to show in this clinical studies, there's two of them done, to actually increase the good HDL. So that's awesome.
Right.
The other thing was blood sugar. You know, diabetes is an epidemic. They're actually calling it metabolic syndrome now here in the United States and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people suffering with diabetes, dying of being diabetic. I had an uncle who had both his legs amputated, as well as one of his sons died a diabetic. So how does our body react to sugars? Whether the sugar came from an apple or a piece of cheesecake, you know,
right.
How is your body reacting to that? So we were able to show a decrease in blood sugar spikes by over 40%.
That's huge, you know, and I know a lot of people listening have diabetes. Mm-hmm. And most of the time I will recommend Dr. Bernard's book on the cure for diabetes, mm-hmm. because I believe he's one of the best doctors in the country. And what we're talking about are things that don't take much effort. People look at it and it's like, oh God, if I became a vegetarian, I got to learn how to cook differently.
Right.
But instead of looking at it that way, say, oh, a grand adventure, I can learn how to cook something different instead of eating the same thing.
Yes.
And I find it's the same thing with, you know, so many people are wasting so much money on vitamins every month. They're taking stuff they don't need. And one doctor said, so you end up with very expensive urine.
Yes, I agree 100%.
So for me, when I get a new product or a vitamin or whatever, I go to my chiropractor.
Yes.
And I have her do kinesiology on
yes.
me to see whether or not my body needs that.
Right.
Because otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
well, I'm sorry, Maria.
No, that's okay.
I was just going to say that, you know, and that's where also freshness matters. Because folks, you know, if you go into High Health or Costco or Walmart or wherever you're shopping for your nutritional supplements, I mean, I just want you to think about this. Ask yourself this question. How long has that supplement been sitting on the shelf at High Health? So would you not agree that efficacy matters with anything you eat, anything you put on your body,
a
nutritional supplement? So, you know, typically, and I don't know this to be 100% true, but I've heard that a nutritional supplement is at least 9 to 12 months old by the time we go purchase it.
And they all have expiration dates on it.
Right. So, you know, do we really want to be ingesting that? So a lot of doctors will say, don't bother. It's going in one end, out the other, expensive urine. And
exactly.
They're right. So it's hard because you're like, well, I should be taking something, but if I'm just peeing it out, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with our products, anything you purchase from us has been manufactured within this last month.
Right.
And again, here in the United States, not in Singapore and China, delivered right to your front door. No wonder people have such great results.
Right.
Because the product really is fresh. And I just say to folks, listen, before you start taking our supplementation, go to the doctor, get your basic blood panels done. Take it for 3 or 4 months. Go back again. Have it done again.
Right. See the difference.
See the difference.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, every time I get blood work, it's better than the time before.
Right.
They consider me like a human anomaly.
I love it.
And I'm like, You know, it's not a big secret. It's lifestyle. You know, and it's paying attention. And especially when you have children, you don't want to give your children crap.
Right.
Okay, because look at all the labels they have on kids. ADD, ADHD, this kid's got this, this kid's got that. Maybe it's just bad nutrition and chemical poisoning.
Yeah.
You know, and that's without, you know, vaccines and all the rest of the garbage that, you know, they're throwing at our kids today. But the other thing I noticed is a lot of people lately are having stomach diseases, more so than ever before, okay? And I don't just think it's just things they can't stomach. Although that does play
into it. That's a whole other show, right?
That's tomorrow's show. But it's everything, you know, and how lazy can you be? You know, when my kids were little, it was a long time ago, and I was super paranoid. Mm-hmm. And even though I wasn't a vegetarian, one thing I remember is my pediatricians, I must have had the best ones ever, because, you know, G is in her 40s. My son is going to be 38. They never had me put my kids on whole milk from birth, okay? Right. So, you know, I look back and, you know, sometimes I think, how were people smarter 50 years ago? You know, I look at the things my father knew. My father used to brush his teeth with baking soda and peroxide.
Yes.
He said no to vaccines for his kids because he knew what was in them.
Right.
Okay. And when I think about the things he knew, you know, after he shaved, he would put some peroxide on his face to bleach the stubs so he would look cleaner longer. He'd clean himself with witch hazel. Mm-hmm. You know, these were all natural products in those days.
Yes.
And when I think about it now, I'm like, how did he know all that stuff all those years ago?
You know what?
And we're just starting to relearn it, you know, 50 years
later. Well, and let's make that point as we start to wrap up today, because you know what, folks? I know maybe it seems like we're giving you a lot of information. Maybe you're feeling a little overwhelmed. And that's not our intent. Our intent is, let's go back to what we're talking about here. Let's just go back to the basics. I mean, think about, I don't know how old everybody is listening in here today, but again, I'm 51. I'm thinking back to my grandma and that garden and my mom and canning and pickling. I mean, let's go back to those basics when we didn't see all the disease and the terrible gut health. Oh my gosh, when you said that, I just, flashing light bulb for me, because you know, doctors tell you, I have an amazing doctor in Scottsdale, healthy gut, healthy human being.
Right.
I mean, it all starts in the gut. So if we can keep that gut healthy. So, you know, that means that, you know, again, if you can't pronounce the name, you probably shouldn't be eating it.
Right.
You know, think about the things that we grew up with.
But think also that you're eating when you wash your hair, you're eating whatever you're putting on your skin. I mean, all of this, it's you want to cover all the bases.
Yeah.
So even though this sounds like a sell, I want my audience to know that if you're interested in this, just text Myrna, okay? 480-258-1392. She will tell you the same thing she's told me.
Sure.
She will introduce you to the same stuff I use. As you know, I never recommend anything that I myself don't do. And for all you people with these gut diseases, and I'm trying to think of the one that starts with a C, Crohn's disease.
Crohn's and colitis.
All of a sudden, everybody I'm talking to has got Crohn's disease. So I want to remind my audience, go back in the archives, the show I did with Dr. John McDougall, and buy the book, Digestive Tune-Up. But you can listen to that, too. And it's just really, like you said, we need to get back to what used to work without poisoning ourselves, our environment. Our children, I mean, it's pervasive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know my listeners are sitting back saying, but the world is so filthy, everything's so polluted. But we can only do the best we can do.
Right.
Okay, so at least try to do the best you can do. Nobody's going to hit it perfect.
No.
I don't care who you are, you're not going to hit it perfect.
Yeah.
And yes, we're all going to die sooner or later. My father used to say, life is a terminal disease. He said, you're either born to die, you're born yes to die, but we're all going to die. But you know what? He ate naturally. He ate clean. He exercised naturally. His everything he did. And the older I get, it makes me appreciate him even more.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, this information wasn't readily available, you know, 50 years ago.
Well, it's almost like there's too much information. It's confusing. I know when I started this journey 20 years ago, You know, there's so much contradiction as well. And then more information comes out and then the internet comes out and everything you want to know, just Google it. I don't know who Google is, but he sure is smart.
Right.
She is smart.
Google's the NSA. That's who it is. So do your own homework and try to use a different search engine than Google.
Right.
But you look, you're only as healthy as you can be.
Yeah.
But it's a choice. And everybody has that choice. And to me, vote with your dollars. You know, earlier we were talking about Walmart. It's the only store we have in this dipshit town I live in. Mm. It really is. And yet I have never in 13 years spent 10 cents in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? I don't like the way they treat their employees. I don't like the fact taxpayers have to subsidize $6,000 a year for every employee so they can have access, food stamps, whatever else they need. And that money goes back to China. And I know everything in the store is crap. How much plastic cheap crap do we need?
Exactly.
You know, when people say to me, oh, Maria, I'd love to be a vegetarian, you know, go organic like you. But, you know, organic vegetables are very expensive. And I'm like, but if you're not buying meat, fish, and chicken, you can afford to pay a dollar more for your broccoli.
Right.
Okay? Nobody ever got a disease from eating too much broccoli, as far as I know. Maybe a little gassy. But, I mean, myself, I literally must eat 5 pounds of broccoli a week.
Yeah.
But if it's not yesterday, I went to the store. They didn't have organic bananas. I didn't buy bananas.
Skip it right now.
The point in buying the other ones? They got nothing in it. You know, and now they want to make flavored bananas. I'm like,
oh my
word. And they want to put vaccines inside bananas. And I'm like, banana is the perfect food.
Yes, and it's delicious.
It comes in its own package. It tastes great. It's loaded with potassium, all the things you need. And yet people want flavored bananas. I'm like, and vaccines and vaccine delivery through bananas. So for me, I'd rather go without it.
Yeah.
If they don't have it in organic, there's no point eating it. I remember Gia came up a while back and she took one of my bananas. She said, Mom, these bananas are delicious. And I said, it's because they're organic.
It's a real banana.
That's what it tastes like that. So, you know, don't be fooled. You know, I saw an article yesterday on supplements, on vitamins and supplements, that most of what they say are in those vitamins are not there. Okay, so people are buying things expecting the vitamin or the mineral to have what they say is in there, but they're
not.
It's all placebo, wheat filling, all this other crap.
Sawdust.
So if you're going to spend your money, if you want to be healthy, you've got to buy the right products. Otherwise, you're just wasting your money and you're going to feel like crap at the end of the day, you know. So for me, you know, first of all, I'm very frugal because that's a Capricorn half of me. My older sister says I'm cheap. And I said, no, I'm not cheap.
Frugal.
I'm frugal.
Yes.
There's a difference. And I don't want to put extra crap in my body that my body doesn't need.
No, let's be smart with our money. Let's be smart with our minds and our bodies. And, you know, I was just thinking as we're talking about Walmart, I mean, I'm like you. I am adamantly against shopping at that store. I couldn't even tell you what year it was the last time I stepped foot in one. And I think about something as simple as laundry detergent. I mean, we've got how many hundreds of millions of people live in the United States?
Right.
If all of us bought a laundry detergent that was made in the United States rather than China, do you think that would have a positive effect on our economy?
Of course. And let's not forget, most of these laundry detergents are polluting our rivers, our streams, and our oceans with all the chemicals in there.
Hence why I shouldn't be eating fish.
Exactly. I told you.
Yes.
Get fish. We already had that discussion before the show. So I've ruined her dinner tonight.
You totally have, but that's okay.
And the worst tuna in a can.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know, you want to be, if you really want to be green, pay attention. What kind of chemicals are you putting on your clothes that you wear on your body all day
Soaks
long?
Soaks into your skin, affects your eczema, your psoriasis.
Where's that dirty water going? You know, it's like what did they say recently? 22 pharmaceuticals inside a fish, and everybody's drinking water throughout the country. And it's not because people are dumping their extra pills in the toilet. You're urinating those drugs into the water. So if we could become more conscious, even whether, you know, well, where's my sewer ending up? Where's my sewage from my toilet, from my laundry, this and that? It all matters, you know. And I've been an environmentalist for more years probably than you could stand. And I've been tortured by people because of the way that I live. You know, my older sister, who's an energy pig, visited me. And after seeing how I live, she said to me, and she said it as an insult, "You live like a European." And I looked at her and I said, "And you're a pig." I said to her, and you say that like it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
You know, recyclable bags at the grocery stores. I turn lights off when I'm not in a room. I'm very conscious about water. It's the desert, okay? You don't leave the water running while you're brushing your teeth, you know. What are you brushing your teeth with? Because when she visited me, she was had all kinds of illnesses. And I gave her John McDougall's book. And I said, she was like, "Oh my God." After a couple of months, she could actually have an easy bowel movement. Okay? People don't realize everything affects everything. Mm-hmm. And it's not that hard to do. And eventually you end up saving money.
Right.
And you feel better. So if that makes me frugal or living like a European. Well, I was driving a Prius too.
So awesome.
But I mean, to me, I can't tell someone else what to do unless I've tried it or I'm using it. And my audience has always trusted my my integrity. Without integrity, you have nothing. So for you people out there, if this show sparked interest in what I'm using, which we cannot mention on the air, but if it sparked interest in what I'm using, and what makes Myrna, who has said a few times now she's 51, even though she looks like, truly does look like she's 40, not like some other people. Just give her a call. Give her a text. 480-258-1392. If you don't want to call, send me an email. I'll connect you. I am making no money on this deal. I'm doing this because I love my listeners and I love my friends, and some will listen and some won't. And that's A-okay with me. I'm not here to save the world.
Right.
Well, Myrna, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's been my pleasure. And I'm sure we'll be talking again real soon. Anyway, for you listeners out there, tomorrow, Monica Sepulveda is on the show. We're going to be talking about nothing but spirituality, giving you tips on how to connect, how to relax, how to meditate. So many things that we need right now when it seems like the world has gone mad. So I'll see you guys then. And don't forget, I'll also be on Chuck Ocelli's show tomorrow night from 5 to 6 Pacific time. So that's ocelli.com. And I'll see you guys then.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.